Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. We are here to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. We have a website, drtong.com, drtong.com, where we have thousands of cases of people
with a wide spectrum of diagnosis from arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, almost anything you name, okay? That can be cured.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our next guest?
Yes.
Okay, we have with us Di on the line now. Welcome, Di.
Well, thank you.
And why don't you give us kind of a history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong, and came to see us, actually, and what you were experiencing at the time?
Well, I've worked the majority of my life in an office capacity or had my own businesses and always been involved with, in the old days, of course, typing and then a computer. So a lot of hand work, and I've always been very hands-on in whatever I'm doing. My family business was a in-home party catering, so it was always setting up, moving things, you know, cooking dishes, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I've always used my hands a lot. Before I came to see Dr. Tong, I was diagnosed in the Western medical world with having carpal tunnel, and at one point in time was considering having that surgery until a dear friend of mine rescued me and said, "Are you sure you want to cut your wrists open?" And that kind of gave me a little bit of insight that maybe there were some alternatives. That I used to wake up every night, or quite frequently, I don't want to say every night, but quite frequently, and my hands would be numb and swollen, and I would be in such pain with this carpal tunnel stuff that it would wake me up. Okay. I was thinking about what it was like before I came to see Dr. Tong, and I was remembering that it was difficult to even drive, holding the steering wheel. It was difficult to, my hands would just literally go numb. And putting on mascara, turning pages in a magazine, pushing a grocery cart, all of those things were troublesome for me, and not to mention working on the computer. My search led me through a friend that recommended Dr. Tong to me, and you know, that's where it all started for me about a year ago. From, like I like to say today, it went from black to white and night and day. It's just, you both have made a tremendous difference in the quality of my life and the symptoms that I don't have today.
Now, it's only been a year then.
It's only been about a year.
Oh. But she doesn't come, you have not been coming regularly, though.
She comes every four to six weeks, is that right now?
That's right. I used to come more frequently, and I've been, you know, weaning because my symptoms have been disappearing. Not only that carpal tunnel, but I also was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease in my neck and a lot of compressed discs in my neck. And through the process, I used to get anxiety, depression, stress. I was on Effexor, medical antidepressant. I was on Lipitor for high cholesterol. I no longer take any of those. Mm. And working with you with the sciatic and also the problems in my neck and shoulders, it just has changed my life.
Well, Di, thank you so much for joining us today. You're just such a wonderful spirit to be
with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you both. And, you know, I wish that I could carry the message of what you do to other people. I mean, I'm doing my best to try and share my experience, strength, and hope. But I do know that, you know, it's hard to believe the benefits. And it really is something that has to be experienced.
Right.
Nobody really could have told me, you know.
Right.
I had to come in and go through the process and see firsthand what a difference you made in my life.
Oh. That is why we had the radio show, because it sounds too incredible without you guys telling a story. You'll be almost like we are making it up.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, I know that if I were on the other side, that skepticism and being skeptical, and I've certainly been exposed to that and had it myself. So, you know, I just am incredibly grateful for the work that you do and how you changed my life.
Great.
And that's
thank
all
you.
I really
yes.
can share.
Thanks so much, Di. Have
thank
a
you,
great
Di.
Day.
Thank you. You both, too.
Again, our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. And our number, if you have any questions or if you'd like to make an appointment, is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Okay, we have with us Jacqueline on the line. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Hi,
thank
Jacqueline.
You.
Yes.
Thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you for asking me, too.
What was happening to you before you came to see Dr. Tong? Why did you come to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I had a very long list.
Go ahead. Yes.
When I came to see him.
Yes.
Leg pain. I'd been diagnosed with arthritis and osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of back pain, depression,
mm-hmm.
Just to name a few. That's the ones I can think of right now.
Mm-hmm. And what did you try to do? Who did you see before you went to see Dr. Tong?
Well, actually, I had seen two doctors
mm-hmm.
before I came to see Dr. Tong.
And what did they do for you?
They prescribed medication.
Yeah. How long have you seen these doctors? How long have you tried to, you know, how long have you this problem?
Well, I had a couple of the problems for several years, and I've seen doctors for several years. I mean, about 6 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer I saw the doctors, the more they prescribed medication, and then I got more symptoms.
And the more you realize that they are not going to help you.
Yes, and I didn't want to take the drugs.
Yes.
They wanted me to take powerful drugs with a lot of side effects that some were worse than the symptoms I was having.
So mm-hmm. what happened with the first treatment that I do on you?
Well, the first treatment, I had been going through a lot of stress with some things going on. And after the first treatment, I came home and was so relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You sound like a fairy tale. Each one of you sound like a fairy tale. But it's actually very easy to do.
Yes.
Yeah, so now after two treatments, how different are you feel now than
before? Or how
before?
Many treatments have you had,
well,
actually?
I've had three treatments.
Three, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the really remarkable things is when I came to you, my left leg was swollen, the knee was swollen on the top, and in a lot of pain in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not walk around the block in my neighborhood without just crying in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, I walked 5 days. And I'm walking 7 blocks now.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that is remarkable.
And you haven't been in to see us for a couple weeks,
couple
a few
weeks.
A couple
right.
weeks now,
hey,
right?
Come every week. We train you for the Beijing Olympics.
Well,
more you're laughing. I'm serious.
And before you said you couldn't even walk. I mean, you were in so much pain. Was it knee pain or just the leg? Your legs were weak, painful?
Just pain in the back of my left leg and the top of my knee was all swollen.
Mm. And how are you dealing with your stress now? Is it easier to deal with it, or how?
It is so much easier to deal with, and I feel so encouraged by you.
Yes.
By you all, the whole staff there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I still have a little stress, but it's not like it was. Think more clearly now, and it's easier to let go
yes.
of wonderful.
The situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I know most of it I can't do anything about anyway. So,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
so
there
now,
was another thing I wanted to tell you that just amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't procrastinate.
Yes.
anymore.
See, I told you. I told you that
you
I used to
me.
Do. Yeah.
Right. The motivation point. So he did the motivation point for you.
Hey, you better tell the people that I'm not taking you out to lunch. For saying that,
no,
okay?
No.
John,
I mean, I'm still just as much amazed as, and I'm hearing myself say it. It's just so remarkable
mm-hmm.
because after you told me that, I came home and I caught myself in the middle of doing things I just didn't want to do, but I was doing them.
Well, Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so glad that you called us and that you were able to be on the show with us today.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes.
So if you have any questions, give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, if you want to have questions or want to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Let's get to our next guest.
Yes.
Okay, we have with us Dara on the line. Welcome, Dara.
Good morning, Dr. Elaine. Good morning, Dr. Tong.
Good morning.
Why don't we just get to the meat of it? Give us a kind of a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong.
Well, I'll try to be precise. I've been diabetic for over 15 years. I developed neuropathy in my hands and feet. Mm-hmm. It was like having your hands and feet encased in cement.
Yes.
And both of my arches, both my left arch and my right arch, collapsed. I believe they call it Charcot joint.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's rare, but it does happen. I just happen to be the guy to hit on. When I was a chauffeur, I made very good money, but I was always working 16 hours a day, driving a lot, mm-hmm. and eating junk food. So I paid for it with diabetes. And this was about a month ago. I was tuning the radio, and I came upon your radio show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was you, Dr. Elaine, that mentioned the word diabetes, and I stopped dead,
yes.
listened to the rest of the show, and intuitively something told me I should check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think this guy could possibly help me.
Yes.
And I had some questions, and that lovely lady in your office, Dr. Tong, Lawanda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I spoke to her, and she said, Mr. Hendry, I could have Dr. Tong call you. Well, the doctor's never called me back. The doctor's really spent 5 minutes alone with me.
Yes. You know.
But Dr. Tong called me back, and as I told your daughter, Dr. Tong, when I came to see you this past Monday, I only had one visit,
only one
session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I didn't have a girlfriend and if you were not married and you were a woman, I'd kiss you because I feel better already. Very, very pleased. Very, very pleased.
Now, so what symptom improvement have you seen, or how do you feel differently from that
one
treatment?
Well, Dr. Elaine, imagine your feet being encased in cement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's slowly getting harder and harder and harder. Now, I still have numbness in my feet and hands, but it's
they will be gone.
It's becoming more minimalized.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And last night, I had to move some stuff out of my condo apartment because they're going to paint tomorrow, and I was amazed at how much I could carry.
Yes.
Down to
you
the
didn't have any
place.
You didn't have any. Yeah, you didn't have much strength when you shake.
Yeah.
I mean, grip my hand before the treatment.
Yes, exactly.
And you have a lot more strength afterwards.
Yes.
That's why we tested you before and afterwards.
Yes.
Just so that one treatment.
Delighted to know, and you have no idea how happy I am.
Yeah, see, here's another thing, okay? Before the treatment, you were kind of in despair, kind of hopeless.
Well, Dr. Tong, you're correct.
And I hear a lot of hope and a lot of energy in your voice.
Exactly.
Well, I consider myself a youthful, middle-aged man.
Yes.
Dr. Elaine, a lot of things I still want to do.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you will be
and
able
you
to
will
do
be able
it.
To do it. Yeah.
But I made a promise to myself. This is where I'm very intuitive. I used to see these guys who were 70, 75, coming to the VA, leaning on the arm of a woman, pushing a walker, and I said, I'll do anything.
Not
anything.
You. You
I'll
won't,
pay any price to get well.
That's
I will never
not be you.
Spend my days in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay that much price. You're not that expensive.
Yeah. It's not, you know, that's not going to be you because you have the drive and you have the strength in
and
you.
And you have the wisdom
to
select the right people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment or any questions is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. DRTONG.com. Okay, we have Della. Welcome, Della.
Hi, Della.
Hi.
Give us a history. What were you suffering from before you came to see Dr. Tong, and for how long?
Well, I've had a problem for some time with my neck,
mm-hmm.
and so that's really been an issue. But then the last few months, I've had a problem with my hip, my left hip.
Okay.
With a lot of pain and. I had it x-rayed, and they said it was bursitis.
Okay.
And then my knee also
okay.
was on the same left side.
Okay.
So it was kind of seemed to be related, you know, all on that one left side.
How long have you had the neck problem?
Oh, the neck problem was an old injury from
mm-hmm.
many years ago. And I've had it off and on. It, you know, I won't have any problem for a year or so, and then if I do something that I shouldn't do,
mm-hmm.
yes.
then it'll kick up on me.
And did you go see any doctors for that or take medication, or what would you do for the neck pain?
Well, of course, a lot of medication. And they took an MRI and said that basically there wasn't anything that I could do other than, you know, medication. I had some physical therapy,
mm-hmm.
and then I went to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, the chiropractor was helping, but I just noticed that it wouldn't, my neck wouldn't stay in place.
Okay.
And so I had that continual pain.
So, Della, so you got treatments from Dr. Tong for your neck pain. How soon after the treatments did you find relief?
I had two treatments, and then I left, you know.
Yes.
I was gone.
Yes.
For
uh-huh.
a month. And then when I came back, I started again, and I had, after the second treatment, when I came back, it's much better where I can actually walk.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can walk now. You couldn't put any weight on it before?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So eventually your problem will be cured if you just follow our recommended diet and, you know, lifestyle, and you will be able to maintain the circulation open and prevent blockage in the future.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, she listens to you, Dr. Tong, a
good.
Very good patient.
That's why she had good results. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Della, thank you so much for joining us today.
Surely, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our next guest?
Yes.
Okay, we have Mrs. Cole with us on the line. Welcome to our show, Mrs. Cole.
Thank you.
Hi,
Mrs. Cole.
How are you doing?
I am well, thank you.
Why don't you give us a little history about your experience with Dr. Tong, when you first came to see him, what you were suffering from, and just recently what happened?
Oh, when I first came, I was suffering from this type of laryngitis that I was having there at the time, and a bit of it was a heart murmur.
Heart murmur,
and
okay.
And he treated the heart murmur, and that is no longer there. And the same day he treated laryngitis, the same day it went away immediately, and it never came again.
You had laryngitis, or?
Yes.
Oh, so you couldn't talk?
It was really bad.
Okay.
And
how long were you suffering from it for?
Off and on through the years.
Oh, okay.
But when he treated it, it never came again. I've never had it again.
One time.
One time, one of your treatments.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
How about your heart murmur? How long have you had
the heart murmur? It's gone. It's no longer there.
How long did you have it before?
Oh, I had it for as far as I can remember.
As far as you can remember. Okay.
Yes. For many, many years then.
Yes.
What kind of symptoms associated with this heart murmur?
Well, actually, it would kind of like cause a lot of pain in the chest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where you couldn't breathe extremely deep when you wanted to.
Okay.
Yes.
But after the doctor treated me, the pain went away. Everything was gone. Immediately, it never came again.
Immediately,
and
okay.
That's one, only from one treatment, or
one treatment, it never came again.
Oh my goodness, Mrs. Cole, you also have some problems with cataracts, and then you got a shot for your eyes. How is that doing?
Yes, I was saying earlier, it is so bright now. You know, cataracts make things kind of gray, mm-hmm. And of course, the one that I had the implant in, the color is that at one time when you have a cataract, you know, taken out, whatever, the color in the eye is not quite as colorful. But now the color, I can see the orange, the red, the green, I can see perfectly now.
Right after my treatment. Yeah, right after our treatment.
Yes, we both treated you yesterday.
Yes, yes.
So you can see the colors, everything's brighter.
Yes, in the one that the cataract was taken out of. The other one is fine, of course, also.
Right.
I call it giving the person life back into the body.
That's exactly what we're doing.
You understand what we're doing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mrs. Cole, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. It's wonderful.
Yes. Thank you.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com to listen to our past shows. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Should we get to our next guest?
Yes.
Okay, we have Aaron with us on the line. Hi, Aaron.
How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Hi, Aaron.
Welcome to our show. Why don't you give us a brief history of what you suffered from before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I had kidney failure. Uh-huh. I ended up in the hospital. I thought I had the flu.
Uh-huh.
I walked in and I had, my blood pressure was 245 over 145.
Okay.
They say they don't even know how I walked in.
Oh my goodness.
And I thought I'd get a shot and go back home.
Uh-huh.
But I ended up in there for 3 months.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
They gave me up for dead twice. They gave me 2 days to live twice.
Oh really?
Two.
Uh-huh.
Then after 30 days, in the, or 60, 90 days in the hospital, 3 months in the hospital, they took me to a rest home. Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't want to go to rest home. I wanted to stay in the hospital, but they said I couldn't stay in there any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, you know, go to rest home. So they put me in a rest home, a board and care home. And at that time, I couldn't walk. I could barely talk. I couldn't do anything. I'd stay in bed all day. Mm-hmm. I was totally weak. I was in a diaper. I was in pretty bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, at that point in time, I figured if, you know, that's all I had, it was really worth it. Wasn't worth living.
Mm.
And but when I first went to Tong, the first couple of treatments, like I said, I was in real bad shape. I was huffing and puffing. I couldn't walk 50 feet. I had to stop and rest, and I just totally weak and just totally out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Tong gave me, I think, two or three treatments, and I didn't think it would help or do any good.
Uh-huh.
And he kept asking me how I felt after the treatments, and right at first I didn't tell anything. But on the way home, it was real dark. It was like a 20-watt light bulb all the time. I couldn't see very well. Everything was dark and gloomy, and it was just like somebody put a 100-watt light bulb in. I could see better. I could walk better because I didn't even know I could walk better. But the people that live in the building where I live, they see me going to the store, and they say, "Yeah, you walking with a little strut in your step, and you're walking faster and walking better," because I'm like two blocks away from a McDonald's, and I used to have to stop halfway and rest. Now I go there and eat and come right back and a couple times a day.
Wow.
Like I said, at first, after those three treatments, I couldn't walk 50 feet without stopping and resting.
Mm-hmm.
Now I go around the block three or four times. I can walk a couple of miles.
Wow.
Matter of fact, other couple of nights ago, I went to a concert out in Culver City.
Right, you told me about this.
And I missed the bus, and so I had to walk. I walked from Culver City back to where I live. I missed two buses.
Wow.
It took me several hours, but that's the farthest I ever walked. But I
several hours walking?
So you walked for several hours?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was after midnight, and I thought it was going to rain. It was real foggy, but it didn't rain. But I was soaking wet when I got home.
Ooh, and you didn't get sick?
No, I didn't get sick.
Wow.
I started not to go to dialysis because I left for dialysis the next morning at 6.
Yes.
I got here at 3.
Yes.
I slept for a couple hours, and I got up, which I never miss. So I said, well, I'll just, you know, go to dialysis and go to sleep because I usually sleep through the treatment.
Wow.
And because I'm always real sleepy in the morning, but I don't know what
happened.
That's
a dialysis patient.
Yeah, I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
The whole treatment, I couldn't go to sleep.
Wow.
Wide awake. Most of the people, the clinic I go to, which is a pretty big clinic,
they can't walk.
Most of the people come in wheelchairs and stretchers or in beds. I'm one of the few that walk in and walk out.
Aaron, that's wonderful. Oh, thank you.
We had to, get him back again.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you back and follow up on your progress, because this is actually a very amazing story to be on dialysis for 6 years and to sound the way you sound. You do not sound like you're a dialysis patient.
You couldn't walk 50 feet. Now you walk hours.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people look at me, you know, they don't think I'm sick. I am sick, but
right.
they don't.
Right.
You don't look sick anymore.
Right. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is wonderful. It's incredible.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. And I'll be seeing both of you later on.
Again, our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. And our number, if you have any questions or if you'd like to make an appointment, is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to our guest, Calvin. Hello, Calvin.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
welcome,
Calvin.
Welcome
Hello,
to
Dr.
our
Tong.
Show.
Yes.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Why don't you give us a little background, tell us where you're from, what you do, and kind of a history of how you came to know and see Dr. Tong.
Okay, very good. I'm originally from South Dakota, and I now reside out here in Newport Beach, California.
Okay.
And how I came to know of Dr. Tong and his services back in the year of 2000. My mother was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis, which is simply scarring of the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as we found out, the medical doctors, all they started doing is treating her symptoms and not her cause.
Yes.
And, therefore, you know, she was on a handful of drugs each and every day.
Was she on oxygen?
The course of a couple of years, my mother had visited, I don't know, Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota at least twice.
Wow.
She also was referred to many pulmonary specialists up there in that area. And to no avail, all the doctors at the end of the day, all they could simply do is just prescribe more drugs.
Right.
So I was on a search to find something natural or someone that presented natural healings, if you will. And that's how I came upon Dr. Tong back in, I think it was 2003 or 2004.
2003 is when she came.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what basically happened there is I invited my mother and father out to meet Dr. Tong.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a bit skeptical to begin with, but when she flew out here, they arrived at the airport in L.A., and I saw her in a wheelchair. I'd never seen her in that weak condition.
Okay.
Which was very disturbing. So.
And was she using oxygen at the time?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
Very little, but she was.
Okay.
She lost several pounds. She was very, very weak.
Uh-huh.
And that was the need for the wheelchair, if you will.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell you this, anyone listening, after the first two visits with Dr. Tong, my mother was truly, I would have to say, if I gave based it on a scale of 1 to 10, she was probably 80% better than when she arrived.
Wow.
Just after two visits.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She was here for a total of 6 weeks. And if I recall correctly, Dr. Tong treated her 3 times a week, so 6 times total.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say this, just days before my mother and father were planning to fly back to Dakota, they were actually walking up and down the hills in Laguna Niguel.
Wow.
And the only reason I know this is I came home early one afternoon and I saw two people walking up and down the sidewalk, and I'm like, who is this? Yeah, and so I pull over and I said, what is up? You know, this is crazy.
I think you need to see a doctor. You cannot recognize your parents.
Yeah, who is this? So they said, hey, no, forget the ride. We're going to walk home. So they proceeded up the path and walked home.
So she was walking without any assistance, no walker, no wheelchair?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And also when she was out here, I told her, I said, look, if you're going to stay with me, we're taking away your drugs. So she was here for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She did not consume any drugs whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she was actually walking up and down the hills, like I say, before she left. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's pretty much the gist of it. And Dr. Tong, I thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Kelvin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day, okay?
You too. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.